Okay, so today we'll speak of the 12th Aalvar. What is his name? He is incarnation of Saranga. Okay. So this Tirumangai Aalvar, as a child his name was Neelan. Because he had a dark complexion, his name was Neelan. And he was brought up because as a child he learned all the things that are, horse riding and how to fight. All these things he started learning. And then he became very much skilled in all the things. And seeing his abilities, the king of that place said that, I'll give you half of my kingdom. And so this Neelan, he started taking care of half of the kingdom of that king. And he started winning over many people. And this is how he was pleasing the king. And because of all these things, once you have a lot of money, immediately you want to do all mischief and all nonsense. You want to engage in sensual activities, all sense gratificatory activities. So this disturbed his parents so much, they prayed to the Lord. And the Lord, seeing their intense prayers, he did a pastime. He sent one divine woman called Kumudavali. She used to fan the Lord. So this Kumudavali, she came and she was very beautiful because she was a divine woman. She was very beautiful. And because this Neelan, as he grew up, he was always engaged in sense gratificatory activities. So he was also, he thought, oh, I should marry this woman. But she made a condition, two conditions. She said that only if you put tilak and if you put clothes of a devotee, and secondly, if you serve 1000 Vaishnavas every day, prasad, then I will marry you. So he was ready to do anything because he wanted to marry that lady. So he married her. And every day he put all the clothes of a Vaishnava. He put tilak, he shaved his head, he wore the Vaishnava clothes. And he used to serve 1000 Vaishnavas every day, annadhan. He used to give food for 1000 devotees every day. But gradually, because he was doing every day, what happened? All the money in his khazana finished. He had no money. So then he couldn't pay tax to the king. So the king, he sent some of his soldiers to bring tax from this person. Now, because he fought with all the soldiers and he sent them back. Because he didn't have money anyway. Then finally the king himself came to collect the tax. So the this person said that, see, how can I pay tax? I'm doing all this. And the king said, I don't know, you have to pay tax. So then he arrested him. At that time he prayed to the Lord. So the Lord came in the dream of this Neelan. And he said that this place is there, you go there and you will get lot of treasure there which you can use for your service. So he and the king, they both went to the place and they got lot of treasure. And that treasure, he used all the money for serving thousands of devotees every day. And because he was the ruler of a city called Tirumangai, his name came to be known as Tirumangai Aalvar. What is the meaning of Aalvar?
Drowned in devotion,
yeah, drowned in love of God. So this Tirumangai Aalvar, he was using his again all the treasure for serving, because every day he was feeding thousands of devotees. So again now the treasure was getting over. So he thought, now I'll have to rob. So he started robbing. He became almost a decoy, and he thought, I will go and rob. And the Lord, along with his wife, they both dressed up very nicely like common people. And they were passing the road where he was going to rob. And he went there and you know how dacoits behave, right? He behaved that way to those couples and he said, please give away all your belongings. And they both gave everything to him. And what happened? A big cloth was there. And in that, they put all the ornaments and all the belongings they had. Then he was not able to lift it. So, he said, hey, you tell me also how I should lift this. So then the Lord, who was disguised as a man, he whispered the sacred mantra in the ear of this Alvar. The Lord himself told the mantra in the ear of this man. And what was the mantra? Om Namo Nar. In Sri Sampradaya, the mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya. So the Lord himself whispered this mantra in his ear. He chanted the mantra and he was able to lift that bag. And then he was serving. And gradually he completely transformed, because he was serving the Vaishnavas. And he became a devotee. And then he was very thankful to his wife for the conditions. And she said, this I did on the order of the Lord. This is how Tirumangai Alvar served for many years. And he also wrote many poems. And this is how he lived for many years. Okay. So, Sri Tirumangai Alvar ki.
Yes.
All glories to the lotus feet of Tirumangai Alvar. Yes.